Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good. You're very bright and early.
Bright and early. That's how it works here on Breakfast Radio. Now, we're talking about retrowave this week. We've got this first track you've selected, the Stranger Things theme. What is retrowave? What's the origins of retrowave?
Yeah, so it's once I got into looking at it, it's a huge sort of little subgenre in its own way online. So it's sort of contemporary music, but made to sound like it's from the 80s.
Right.
So it's this reinterpretation of 80s synth. Some listeners may or may not know some of these people, like Jean-Michel Jarre, Kraftwerk, Vangelis, Giorgio Moroder, even like Depeche Mode. So it's this sort of re-time visiting. And then, of course, it goes with some of the... So it's not just a musical aesthetic. It's an artistic aesthetic and a TV aesthetic, thinking about Stranger Things, which is sort of looks like it was filmed in the 80s, and it looks like E.T. and some of those, Close Encounter, some of those movies from the 80s. So it's very sort of time referential and playing with these things. And the synths are meant to sound old and cheesy and whiny and thin, but yet it's also got this sort of ghostly nostalgia time travel quality.
Yeah, it's... Well, like, why is retrowave sort of associated with sci-fi a lot? Because every time I hear it, I think, you know, some futuristic dystopian society where people are, you know, I don't know, there's no more laws, or people drink to eat or something like that, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right. So one of the bigger part of the 80s that it's fascinated with is the 80s fascination with the future, which we're living in, right? So you're getting the weirdness now. So sort of 80s movies like Blade Runner,
yeah,
Tron, RoboCop, Aliens, Terminator. And so, yeah, it has this, we're in this weird time loop of how they envisaged it would be, and yet living in it, it's, you know, it's not as pretty. Like, the aesthetic, for you know, you've got to look at some of the graphics for it. They're really amazing. A lot of Bruce Willis, Back to the Future, Terminator, and pink and blue, that neon pink and that bright blue, cars driving on grid with palm trees. Can you picture this?
Yes.
And apparently the pink and blue is also called bisexual lighting.
Bisexual lighting, interesting. What a name for it. Who knew those colours meant that? But, you know, you learn something new every day. So this is the Stranger Things theme, which I think is quite, like, real kind of spooky and deep. But we've got this other track here, The Sphere by Wave Shaper. It's kind of like a lighter sort of, I don't know, maybe a bit more cheesy than the Stranger Things.
Yeah, you can probably hear more of the sort of Italo horror. House, Italo disco, French house. So it's also called synthwave.
Okay, right, yeah.
And, you know, not to... There's huge debates online, but synthwave... So the biggest, you know, position I can see in this, synthwave always existed. Retrowave is a sub-micro-genre of synthwave.
Yeah. But in the 80s, I'm assuming.
Yeah. In case if you're using it in conversation, you can use either, just to let you know.
Okay. Interchangeable.
And also think about old arcade games and their sounds.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, if you grew up in New Zealand, go to the takeaways, and there was always a game there.
Space Invaders or something?
That's right,
yeah.
What
I'm interested in is, what is a synth? Is it like a keyboard that you're just holding down a button and it's making that... Holding down a key and it's making that noise, or is it a special kind of instrument?
Well, it's pretty much any electric keyboard would be called it, or almost all it, but it's there to synthesize sounds, and they were meant to synthesize, you know, violin or trumpet, but of course they sound like this instead. but instead of saying, oh, this is insufficient, people came to love these robotic, mechanical, electronic sounds. And then, yeah. Of course, yes, it could do these deep sort of farty noises. But yeah, some of these sounds would be named like electric bass or something that it does not sound like. But now people enjoyed playing with that sort of artificiality of it.
For sure. And now, so this is the Sphere, but we've got the last track here, Science Fiction, Droid Bishop, which I thought kind of sounded like a Knight Rider kind of 80s theme, you know?
Yes, you can hear Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Now, so others of you that, apparently it's sort of a foil to Vaporwave, whereas Vaporwave is tongue-in-cheek and the visuals are kind of washed out hazy nostalgia.
Yeah.
Retrowave is bold and vibrant and very earnest. You know, it's like, no, we love this. We're not making fun of it.
Yeah.
I think you can hear that joy in this.
Yeah, this is so like, I know there's like optimism in this.
But see, those sounds on an older synthesizer might literally be called orchestra or strings. And they really don't sound like orchestra.
I mean, is that just a limitation of the technology at the
time?
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so apparently, 2011, a movie, Drive, sort of brought this back in, using it for the soundtrack.
Oh, that is a fabulous soundtrack. I loved that soundtrack.
Yeah, so that's what brought this sort of back in as part of the history. You think also about Thor Ragnarok. Taika Waititi used this sort of sound for it as well.
Yes, I do remember that. That was actually quite awesome to see in the theater, and it was quite kind of blew me away in a way.
And so apparently there's a 2019 doco called Rise of the Synth, narrated by John Carpenter, who's a film director of like Halloween and The Thing and They Live. So it's this real sort of time loop that it circles around in. But yeah, think about Drive and think about Stranger Things and Thor. These soundtracks are really like almost a main character.
Yeah.
You know, they don't take away from the story, but they really enhance it so wonderfully.
They do.
Setting you in this weird time loop.
And it's like a character within itself that, I don't know, it gives you kind of an emotional, it adds emotional layer to whatever it's on, I feel like.
See, you can hear some of the positivity of like a TV show theme here.
The heroes saved the day. Wow, thank you so much, Kirsten. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for bringing us Retrowave. It makes me inspired to go out and check out more Retrowave out there.
Oh, good. I hope so. And definitely check out the visuals. They're really hilarious.
Oh, for sure. Will do. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.